Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim right now at hampsonhughes.com. The Radio City Sport Derby Matchbook pre-match.
Already I can tell you that this is going to be a special occasion. It'll be interesting to see how the game develops and how the crowd plays a big part on it. I just feel that this fixture is quite unique. I don't think there are many fixtures in the British game that they are as passionate and as close to the fan as this one. So I'm really, really excited, really looking forward to it.
Both teams have obviously made a very good start to the season, and you know, obviously they're one of the rivals. And but it's no surprise Everton been up there for the last few years. You know, this time last year they were sat fourth in the Champions League positions and went on and had a good season. So it's going to be a fiercely competitive game. They're always intense, the build-up's great, and I really enjoyed the games last season, so hopefully we can go on and perform like we did in the last games and get the result.
A very warm welcome from inside Goodison Park for the 221st Merseyside Derby. Two clubs separated by Stanley Park geographically and by just 3 points in the Barclays Premier League table, following an excellent start to the campaign, both blue and red. Everton have lost only once, Liverpool have suffered two league defeats, but they do have that 3 points advantage. Roberto Martinez takes charge of the Blues for his first derby experience. Brendan Rodgers is still to experience his first derby victory. Yet again then, it's a Merseyside derby with all the ingredients to deliver. Sit back and enjoy it if you can here on Radio City Sport. Everton making one change from the 0-0 draw at Palace. Ross Barkley replaces Leon Osman, who's on the bench. Liverpool making two changes from their 4-0 win over Fulham. No Sissoko, and Daniel Sturridge is on the bench, and they are replaced by John Flanagan, who starts at left back, and Joe Allen, who comes into the Liverpool midfield. Our referee is Phil Dowd. It's his fourth Merseyside derby, but his first at Goodison Park. The two managers have shaken hands down below us, and we are all set with Everton to attack the Park End goal in the first half here at Goodison. Away we go. Derby number 221 is up and running, and Everton are in possession. Our commentary team here this afternoon, Steve Hollisall, and our summarisers, John Aldridge and Graham Sharp, alongside myself, Alan Irwin.
The game.
0-0, 3.5 minutes on the clock, a long way to go yet, and plenty of drama, I'm sure, will unfold throughout the 90 minutes of this one here at Goodison Park. Long crossfield ball from Steven Gerrard is going to result in a Liverpool corner, because it's off the head of Seamus Coleman, and Flanagan lets it run behind for the corner.
Just got enough on it, otherwise Coutinho was in a dangerous position.
Everton then bringing every man back inside the penalty area or thereabouts.
You've got to be ready here. No Skirtle, Aga in particular, but heightening there, Glenn Johnson as well.
It's a crowded 18-yard box. It's the first corner of the afternoon, 4 minutes in. And it's Liverpool's from the left-hand side with Gerrard towards Suarez. Real chance,
yes!
Coutinho 1-0.
Get in, Coutinho!
Lead. Coutinho's got the goal. We're in the 5th minute of the game. The corner was swung deep. Suarez was there. It was nudged up to Coutinho. And Philippe Coutinho, the Brazilian international, gets his first goal of the season. And it really is a flying start for Liverpool at Goodison. They lead 1-0.
I have to say, from Everton's point of view, they haven't defended the corner well at all. They've left Coutinho at the right of the back post unmarked. It's flicked on from, I think it was Suarez was involved, and it came to him. No one anywhere near him. He just took it on his chest and blasted it in. Questions from Everton, but Liverpool, hey, what a great start.
Tell you what, you look at it, and you look at the movement from Coutinho. Starts at the front post and just watches his way round to the back. I'm not sure who's picking him up at the front post, but he elects him to go at the back all alone. But as I said before, at set pieces, Liverpool can be dangerous. But Roberto Martinez will look at that and say that's a poor goal to concede.
Blues must come from behind in this derby to claim victory. And it's been a long, long time since that has happened. only once since the war to win a derby, 1992.
They started quite well, Everton, in terms of they got on the ball, probably had more of the ball, but you know, if you defend like that, you can see goals, it's hard to come back from it. Against a lot of possession, but not really making any inroads into the back four.
Free kick here for Everton with the Liverpool defence just lined up on the edge of the 18-yard box. And Leighton Baines is being directed to come over and deliver this free kick. Something of a dead ball expert, but this one he'll be seeking out a blue head inside the penalty area towards Sylvain Distan. Chance!
Yes!
It's the equaliser! Just over 2 minutes after Everton went behind, Kevin Morales has definitively this time got his first goal of the season. The free kick from Baines, I think it found its way through towards Distan, and there was a touch into the penalty area for Kevin Morales, and he had the simple task really to stab it beyond Mignolet into the park end net. And would you believe it, we've played just on 8 minutes now and it's one apiece.
Tell you what, set pieces again, they can't defend it. It's Ross Bartley, I think, who gives Skirtle a bit of a hard time. They can't clear the ball, it runs across him. Steven Gerrard's slow to react, Morales is coming in. And he said just a toe poke with Morales, 1-1, but both defences will look at it and say, should have done better.
Absolutely, yeah, set play. You know, it's a bit of an Achilles heel for Liverpool. But poor marking, didn't deal with the first ball. It's a good ball in, I have to say.
Johnson and Gerrard will knock it across to Daniel Agger here inside the Liverpool half, up towards the halfway line. Everton 1, Liverpool 1 in the 221st Merseyside derby as Liverpool lose possession cheaply. It's played on by Pienaar for Lukaku. Oh, he just got there ahead of Mignolet. Then Mignolet's touch took the ball onto Lukaku's boot and it goes behind for a goal kick.
Yeah, so close there. Good ball from Steven Pienaar. Robbed Steven Gerrard. Didn't see Steven Pienaar on his blind side. Robbed him the ball. Good ball through to Lukaku. Just too much on it. His first touch allowed Mignolet to get out. And they were fortunate, Liverpool there.
Well, you know, if he gets that wrong, Mignolet, it's a penalty and he's off. He's got it spot on. And he, you know, it's Steve Gerrard played into trouble. No communication, no one told him that Pienaar was on him. He just took it off him. And I tell you what, we got away with that one.
Joe Allen. Just right of centre now, Glenn Johnson. Gerrard for Henderson on that right touchline for Liverpool. Now Johnson again. Liverpool now looking decent in possession. It's the first real prolonged spell of possession that they've had, and Luis Suarez has got himself a free kick 30 yards from goal.
A little bit too tight to Suarez, giving the opportunity to take the knock and go down. That's it. Yeah, he's done the back of his foot slightly in there. Yeah, it's a foul all day long.
Yeah, any sort of
dangerous position as well.
The referee's going to give a free kick.
Stood in his toes.
It's about 25, 26 yards
dangerous.
Out central.
Yeah.
It's dangerous from Liverpool point of view.
Yeah.
Well, it's certainly a position for a strike at goal. And they have one or two who are more than capable from this range, John.
Well, Stevie will fancy it, so will Suarez, who's the more likely, I think, to take it from here.
Daniel Agger can wrap it,
can't he?
No, striker's union,
yeah.
Sharpie, you know.
He's over it.
I think it'll be Suarez, personally.
Well, the Everton wall positioned just outside the 18-yard box in the D. Fairly central to goal. Howard's got that wall just to his left. It is going to be Luis Suarez. Gets it round.
Oh, what a free kick!
Luis Suarez has
absolutely fantastic
for Liverpool
goal
against Everton at Goodison Park. He's got it round the wall somehow and down to Howard's left-hand side. Luis Suarez has got his ninth goal of the season already. And Liverpool are back in front, 2-1, what a strike.
Well, we've had two set plays, scored two goals. Other than that, we really haven't been in the game for me. We'll take it all day long, it's a great free kick. I'm just looking, it's gone round the wall, see how much, I tell you what, he's bent to him, but it might have got a slight deflection, you know.
No, I don't think so.
That's a free kick. Has it got a slight deflection, Sharpie, there?
I don't know,
he's bent
through
it round,
yeah,
so
I think
much.
It's gone through. I'm not sure if the wall should have been moved maybe further across.
What a free kick, he's got some bend
kick
on there, if he hasn't got a touch.
It's a great free kick, I'm just thinking, looking at it, the ball maybe should be in a step outside, yeah. And it's, but in saying that, it's all right saying that now.
Yeah, because these balls can move and players are very capable.
That's bent a lot of it, hasn't it? Really has, he's whipped that around magnificently well. The keeper had no chance, to be fair to Tim Howard. great free kick. Liverpool again got the next in front, but again, if they sit back as they, and allow Everton to come on, and we'll create problems. We've done it last year, and we've done it early on this year.
Barkley, corner at the penalty area. Neat feet again from Barkley, who drives one into the box. Oh, and my word, Mignolet had to get a touch on that to put it round the post, because it may well have been arrowing its way to nestle in the left-hand corner of his goal.
I think he's trying just to put it into a dangerous area, Ross, but I don't think he's actually going for goal. But it works out that way, and it's a great save from Mignolet.
It was a shot, it was a magnificent shot. I don't know if it was a cross, but the goalie's reacted really well. It was late as well. It was going right in the corner of the net.
And Everton have a corner on the right-hand side, which Leighton Baines will take. Baines driven into the penalty area. Jagielka looking to get ahead of him, but the referee has given a free kick inside the penalty area. And there is a Liverpool player down inside the box. It's Daniel Agger. And he's just putting his hand to his mouth to indicate that he might have just got a hand to the face from distance.
He was looking at Sylvain Distin, and he's just put his arm across him. It's gone in his chin, but I don't think there's any malice in that at all.
No, I don't think so.
He just caught him.
He just tried to palm him off, doesn't he?
We used to do that, Shelby. Yeah. Someone's in your face, just flop him off, mate, wouldn't
he? Steve.
Sometimes used to catch him, though, didn't he?
We're not quite at the midway point of the first half. We're almost there, but as we've had three goals already, I think you can take your turn and see if you can deliver. Steve Hobbesall.
Well, it's typical. Alan always gets the goals in the Merseyside derbies. But 22 minutes, what a 22 minutes. It was 2-2 by half-time last season, but this game seems to have gripped us even more so, I think, as Mignolet delivers out to the right. Everton had a brilliant period of the game, but Liverpool maybe on top after that Suarez goal. And here goes Suarez down the right side of the penalty area and forces the corner off Distan.
That's our third set play, and 2 out of 2. I can't see it being 3 out of 3, can you?
No, I don't know that we ever have defended at the moment. Well, they've got to defend a lot better than what they've done.
Stephen Gerrard to take it from the right side this time. Gladys Street end, plenty of options. Martin Skrtel proving devastating in recent games from corner kicks. He's got his first goal of the season. Here goes Gerrard from the right, swirls it in there. Backwards header from Phil Jagielka. Outside of the penalty area, it drops, and Everton are on the attack. It's Jagielka again, roll forward towards McCarthy, and then Liverpool pummel it forward and right past Howard into the Gladys Street.
The break was on there. It was an important decisive tackle there from I think it was Joe Allen.
Forward Liverpool go, Henderson can't get it, quickly mopped up by McCarthy, long ball towards Lukaku. That space between Lukaku and his midfield quite wide there, but Morales picks up the scraps. Maisie runs to the edge of the area, and a shot which initially looked like it was going in the corner, and then Sharpie, it just turned away.
Yeah, but that's what we need to see more of. You know, he's got a good run at Flanagan. We talk about defensively, but we haven't really, you know, exposed him. He's made some good tackles, John Flanagan, but that's what Kevin Morales is best at, running at the defenders, coming inside. Unfortunately, the shot is always bending away from the goal, but it's a decent effort.
Yeah. Remember how devastating he was in the first half last season?
He's done all right this half, hasn't he? He's been Everton's best, well, most influential player up to now. Again, Liverpool ran into trouble. That was Henderson that time. Give the ball away far too easy. You know, the possession stats for me, for Liverpool, aren't good.
Here's a ball from Lucas, which doesn't quite meet Suarez, intercepted by Distan, and there's a challenge for the ball by Allen, which wins it for Liverpool. Comes out to Gerrard right side. He tried to drive it down low for Suarez on the right-hand angle, but instead Distan is first to it, and he's hemmed himself into the corner flag, and he's hoping it'll roll over the line. It does indeed. It's a goal kick for Tim Howard.
Yeah, going on Russ Barley. I've seen him playing for the under-18s and under-21s for Everton. You know, the boy's become a man now, yeah, and he's going to be a terrific player for them. And it's great to see a local lad doing well, obviously.
I mean, he's got a very different physique to Coutinho, but that skill he produced 15 minutes ago was very sort of reminiscent of a Coutinho moment.
Great ability.
Here he is from the centre, Everton's number 20. He's 25 yards out, taking it himself, and shoots over the top of the crossbar at the Park Street end of the ground, and again just showing how he can drift away into space.
Well, that's my only, no, it's not a problem, but the only criticism of Ross is sometimes he can shoot earlier. You know, he can get on the ball and shoot earlier. He takes an extra touch at times and just drives on outside. He was unlucky, he was over the top, but he can cause problems driving from midfield.
So 32 minutes played in this Merseyside derby. Has it lived up to expectations, you two?
I didn't expect it to be, you know, 2-1 with 30 minutes ago, I have to say, but from Liverpool's point of view, it hasn't. I think Everton's played pretty well, to be honest, with the exception of the set plays.
Coutinho prods it back. What about for you, Sharpie?
I think it's been decent. I think, Evan, you know, the most important thing, you talk about, you know, stats and everything, the biggest stat is Liverpool 2, Everton 1. That's the only stat that counts. You know, it doesn't matter how much possession Everton have had. You know, just looking at Suarez here, he's close if he's picked up a knock, he's wide on the left-hand side here if they can find him.
There's a ball out by Agger to Suarez. Suarez on the left, head up, gracefully chips the ball into the Everton penalty area, but Distan comes across the cover and heads away. And there's a collision between Suarez and Morales as that ball bounced towards the two of them. And the referee, Phil Dowd, had a very close view of what went on. And Suarez rolls down in agony on the floor. Morales is being hauled over towards the referee. Filled out. The replay's coming our way. So a very high foot from Morales.
He could be
right into the back.
Could be red, this.
Of his leg. And Morales has put himself at risk of a red card in the Merseyside derby.
I tell you what, the referee does his job here, he sends him off. Because that's a red card challenge for me.
It's a poor challenge. He's so high. He knows what he's doing. He's mullered. Suarez, Sharpie's right. You know, we don't want to see red cards. We've seen him for lesser in this fixture, but if he gets the edit, he's a very, very lucky lad.
The only thing is, Phil Dow's taking his time. He's getting it in his earpiece from the fourth official.
We're telling him how, the fourth official will tell him how bad that is. He's seen it again.
Yeah. Very, very late.
Yeah.
The Suarez had clearly gone through the ball then, and then the connection made between Morales and sort of the behind the knee area of Suarez's leg.
I think he's off.
I think it's very hard to see him staying on. I mean, if one of the other officials has seen that as well, there's some pushing going on just in the middle of the group, red and blue shirts together, obviously protesting the Everton players that...
What's he thinking of? What's he thinking of there?
See the red mist coming down?
Well, the decision's still not obvious as Phil Dowd tells everyone to move away from Luis Suarez, who remains on the floor. And three of the Liverpool physio team are gathered round the red striker. And Steven Gerrard's just had a calm word with the referee, Phil Dowd. Dowd now talking to one of the Liverpool medical staff as he gets the full update on that. And they're not showing the replays again and again here. Morales straight away holding the left glove up to apologise after the incident, but really hasn't got much defence, has he?
No. He just had to wait and see now.
So no sendings off last season in the Merseyside derbies.
Why, immaterial this, he's got to make the decision now. What's Phil Dowd waiting for?
Well, Phil Dowd has had us all waiting.
Got a yellow card, though.
For quite a few minutes.
If he gets a yellow card, he's chickened out here.
He looked to have got a yellow card, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, this is like theatre for Phil Dowd, because he's waiting so long before he tells everyone what's going to happen to this game, because this affects the entirety of the game. And he gives a yellow card for Kevin Morales.
That's a phenomenal escape.
He's got that wrong, and I don't care what you say. For me, he's bottled that there. He's bottled that there. That, to me, is a red card. You don't like seeing it. Just looking at the picture of Suarez is right now. That's high. Now, he's had enough time to think about that. What's the fourth official saying to him? Whether that should be happening or not, but he's bottled out of that for me.
Well, I don't know what you think, guys, but I talked to Alan before the game and I said the worst missed justice in a derby previously was Couch's scissor kick, which he should have been sent off, Dirk Couch.
Rod Wells,
absolutely. And that one is in that book, isn't it?
That was bad decision. That was worse than them two, yeah.
Gerrard's free kick caught by the keeper, Howard.
You see lesser tackles than that this week and people will get red cards for it.
Absolutely. It's Jagielka. Easy run through the centre, leaving it late, Everton, but can they find a late equaliser first half? It's Pienaar, back to the shot, which is wrapped in from Baines, and it awkwardly came a little bit high for him, but it's rumbled out for a goal kick.
Yeah, he took a knock about 10 minutes ago, Baines. He's not running very well at all, but one thing we were talking about Gerald Jordan Henderson before, he's been put on the right-hand side for a reason, to stop Bainesy going forward, and he has done it quite well from Liverpool's point of view.
It's a good one too. I think the ball just came to him a little bit quickly. You know, he's tried a shot that wasn't on target, but probably the best link-up between the two of them.
Simon Mignolet with the goal kick for Liverpool. Header by Johnson, takes it into the midfield. There's Gerrard and now Joe Allen. Quite a long way up the park and lays it out to Coutinho on the left-hand side. Coleman, you mentioned it before, doing a superb job there denying Coutinho.
Good player, good battle that. Coleman and Coutinho.
And I think Coleman's having the best of it, to be fair.
Coutinho drops the ball for John Flanagan to take the throw. Left edge of the Everton penalty area. First half drawn to a close. Absolutely full of goals and incident to talk about. Is that the right scoreline, though, for John?
It is. If you take your chances, it is. But, you know, you look at the stats of the first half. We've had more corners than Everton. They've had more possession. They've had more shots. But, you know, we've took the two opportunities that came our way. Everton, you have to say, have been the better side. You know, we haven't really, up to the 30 minutes, haven't got any sort of passing regime going. Had it going, but last 15 minutes we've done a bit better. But I think Everton will feel a bit aggrieved there.
Well, I mean, Liverpool scoring from two set pieces. Everton looked like perhaps they could score from open play.
Yeah, that's fair.
Matt, that doesn't see that in the score sheet. You know, it doesn't see where he scored it from. It says 2-1. You know, and that's a simple fact. That how many times have we had, you know, a lot of possession but had nothing at the end of it? I think that's the case today. We've had a lot of possession, but at the top end, we haven't really made Mignolet. One Ross Barkley cross come short, Mignolet saved it. But apart from all the possession, we haven't really troubled Liverpool's back four. You know, so whilst it's neat and tidy and instinctive and sharp, you know, we need to be more incisive in the final third. Lukaku has been handled by Agger. We haven't seen Lukaku that he was of old at West Brom, and he turned, I think it was Agger or Carragher on the halfway line, and been more direct. We haven't seen that today. So for all the possession that Everton have had, still in that final third, we're not making our possession work and count. And at the end of it, as I said before, Gerry Tooley was a great man with stats. A load of nonsense. The only stat that matters is what's on the scoreboard. 2-1 to Liverpool. They take their chances. Everton have got to look at the goals they've conceded. Poor goals. But more importantly, they're lucky they're not down to 10 men. For me, it should have been a red card for the Morales challenge. At 2-1, 11 against 11, there's still going to be a chance second half, kicking it in the Gladys Street. Can they do it? Of course they can. But they've got to defend a lot better than
And Phil Dowd goes in now and looks and sees he's made a mistake. I mean, it's obvious he's made a mistake. He probably won't admit it, but someone might say he'll never admit it.
Sessa knows. We know. All right, even the told him, we know when you see it. We know we're not that. We only see 11v11, but he got that wrong. And I thought when we were talking, I thought before the official, Alan and myself and Sharpie, while you're doing the commentary, had got it through, because he was listening and said, hey, oof, you've got to do something about that. But obviously he mustn't have done, because it's the fourth official's fault or the referee's fault. But anyway, we move on. But Everton is still in the game, absolutely.
The Radio City Sport Derby Matchbook. Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. The only team to deal with your personal injury claim. Click HampsonHughes.com.
Welcome back to Goodison Park. Liverpool are out there. Luis Suarez jumping up and down, getting himself warmed up for the second half. The big incident of the first half. Well, not least the three goals. It has Liverpool 2-1 in front, but Luis Suarez seemingly hacked down by Kevin Morales. Morales just getting a yellow card. A few people were talking at half-time and saying, last season when Morales went off injured, wasn't it Suarez who injured him? It's a little bit of afters that's carried over it a year there. Who knows? Only the players themselves will be privy to that. There's no changes, I don't think. So Liverpool start the second half with Mignolet in goal. Johnson at right back, Agger, Skirtle centre-halves, John Flanagan, who's done excellently at left back, Lucas St. Allen in midfield, Stephen Gerrard as well, and then Henderson, Coutinho and Suarez for Everton. Howard in goal, Seamus Coleman, Phil Jagielka, Sylvain Distan, Leighton Baines, Gareth Barry in the midfield, Morales, Barkley, McCarthy and Pienaar, and then Lukaku completes the lineup. No, just a bit quizzical there. What was it, John?
No, we noticed about Baines. We're talking about before. He's come out and he's running very gingerly. So just asking Sharpie if he went off, who would Everton have to replace him?
He doesn't look well, does he? No, he might even be on Heiting or even young John Stones. No, Leighton Baines is struggling. I'll tell you right away.
Which is not good news for Everton. No. Liverpool in red, Everton in blue with the white shorts, and Everton shooting towards the Gladys Street in the second half. So Liverpool shooting down towards the park end. Of course, there are away fans tucked in the Bullins Road just in that corner. There's a header on by Lukaku onto the chest of Barkley, stumbled into the footing of Agger and Skirtle, and Liverpool stopped the Everton progression there. Johnson with a clearance away. First into it is Sylvain Distan. Into the feet of Barry, and Steven Gerrard have had one or two good tussles in this game, and that time the decision goes against the Liverpool captain, Glenn Johnson. With a throw-in next to the corner flag, plays it into Henderson, back to Johnson again, trying to find some space past Pienaar, looks for the back heel in the end, and far too ambitious, loses it. Everton on the attack, through the centre to De La Feu, he's on the run alongside Agger, tries a shot, great save by the keeper, Simon Mignolet. Following up just behind comes McCarthy, he can't do anything with it. And that looked a certain Everton goal, but a terrific stop from Mignolet. And did De La Feu just take too long?
Well, it's a great ball, one and one. You know, you've got to give credit to the goalkeeper, I suppose. But really, in that situation, an older head, we might have scored. An older head might have scored. You might give credit to the goalkeeper.
From Liverpool's point of view, what is Glenn Johnson doing there? That's typical of what Liverpool's done throughout the game. Just give the ball away. So easy, and we're very fortunate. Good save from him, he saved the day. Didn't do an awful lot wrong, De La Feu. I think he should have gone round the keeper, but it was a decent save from him. His first touch early on in the game as well, which didn't help the lad.
Henderson out to Johnson on the right-hand side. Liverpool being given time and room as well to pass the ball at the moment. Henderson to Johnson, right wing, and then Henderson, Johnson tries to burst through, he's got past two, Glenn Johnson into the box to Gerrard. Oh, Gerrard just tried to stop that ball down for Coutinho, and Coutinho ran past the space and the chance was gone.
That was great football, wasn't it?
Lucas again, Coutinho bearing down, wonderful footwork and trickery, gets past his first man, James McCarthy, and then loses sight of the ball. There's some great technicians for both sides on the pitch today. Here Liverpool go again, and this time it's stopped inside the penalty area by James McCarthy and then pushed away to Lukaku on the right-hand side. Seen one or two wonderful bits of football, haven't we? Players dragging the ball about, flicking it.
That was great, Liverpool's best play of the game, and then it all opened up and Steve, you know, was stretching, he picked the wrong pass, there was a man to his left and he was in.
Both managers out on the technical area, both Swansea aficionados, both really settling into life on Merseyside. Some fantastic football. Here's Suarez, edge of the Everton penalty area, wants to go alone, makes it through, put wide on the net.
What a miss!
That was offside. Well, I thought play had halted, but Joe Allen has simply stroked one wide of the goal when everyone else has stopped. Allen and Suarez had breached through the Everton defence. Everton was static. And Allen somehow has committed one of the worst misses you're going to see in front of goal.
It was terrible, terrible miss. He could have even slid it to Suarez for an open goal, and he's gone for the corner and he's missed it. Big moment of the match. Big moment of the match.
Should have been game over, should have scored.
Agger uses Coutinho in the very centre. The Brazilian pushing away from Phil Jagielka. And then plays a square ball out to Johnson on the right side. Johnson to Henderson, but Barry pushes him back down the wing. And then Everton through pressing, and Lukaku have won it back. Morales into Lukaku. Lukaku bursts into the area. Is it the equaliser? No, it's another great save from Simon Mignolet. Denies Lukaku, coming from the left-hand angle. And Mignolet just made himself massive. And once again, Everton denied that valuable goal.
That's a great save. That's a great save. Ball through to Lukaku, just tries to lift it over. His international teammate knows him. Stands up as long as he can, puts a strong hand out. It's a great save from Mignolet.
Yeah, superb. He's got scale off Duke again. Yeah. Liverpool, you know, if you're going to be top of the league on top four, you can't keep on doing the things that we're doing. Naivety and giving the ball away in silly areas and silly pass, sloppy passing. You're very fortunate. You think you pulled off a couple of great saves, Mignolet, and Everton's goalkeeper's not made a save this game. But we're still 2-1 ahead, thankfully.
Both these teams lacking quality in certain areas at times. And Barkley pushed over by Luis Suarez on the halfway line.
That drives me nuts. That drives me absolute nuts.
You should see these two in the press box. Grimacing. Now Pienaar plays it forward to the left edge of the box. Morales, a little bit lucky as the ball ends up with him. Gareth Barry did all the hard work. Morales makes the throw in. Back in for Everton. They're in the final third. The Liverpool final third. And in
stupid
the end,
foul.
It's a free kick for Everton.
It's a stupid foul, isn't it?
So referee
foul.
Gives, player goes to ground. At that moment in time...
It wouldn't be a match without Lucas getting booked. And what what's that all about? Does he deserve a break in there?
Let me hand the baton now to Alan Irwin as we enter the second half of the second half, and there's sure to be a goal now. He's back on the mic.
Never look for a goal. Come on, Everton.
clean sheet for you from the team, Steve.
Can
Steve just stay on while he takes his free kick, please?
There's got to be an equaliser here, isn't it? Here we go then into the final quarter of the game. There may already have been a defining moment. Joe Allen's miss. Everton have had a couple of clear chances in this second half with De La Feo and Lukaku denied by Mignolet. Free kick, Everton, played to the left for De La Feo. Pulled outside the penalty area for McCarthy. And now Ross Barkley and drives one from just outside the penalty area, but hits the top tier of the
Moses is coming on now. I think Joe Allen will come off, I think, personally.
Well, he's gone to pieces. You said, John.
Yeah.
So
yeah, right decision, yeah.
Moses for Joe Allen.
He could pose a problem for Everton, because Allen has been fared up the field most of it, but quite a lot of the time this half, and Moses brings a lot more quality going forward for Liverpool.
He's Jagielka for Barkley. Barkley's ball forward. Lukaku, real chance, saved again by Mignolet. That one a little easier for the Belgian keeper, but it was a decent stop nevertheless.
Well, that's better from Everton. Incisive pass from Barkley. Good run from Lukaku down the side of the centre-backs. Oh, and he has said it first time. Not enough power and direction in it. Better.
Here's Pienaar looking for Morales, but his ball forward just cut out. Poor clearance again by Liverpool. Ross Barkley's fouled. Free kick, Everton. Bring on Leighton Baines.
He's causing problems now, Ross Barkley. You know, in the last 5-10 minutes, he's just getting back into the game.
Liverpool calling themselves problems as well. Glenn Johnson in particular, the second half. You know, he's one of the experienced players you look at a place like this when you're under the cosh. He's giving the ball away most of the times he's had it. You know, this is a dangerous position, Sharp. He'll be taking this.
Well, Lukaku fancies it. You know, Leighton Baines would have taken it.
I'm just glad Baines isn't.
Yeah. I don't know about this one. I've never seen him take a free kick before. This will lift the roof, yeah. This will lift the roof if this goes in.
It might hit the roof.
Yeah, it might hit the roof, yeah. Have you seen him take them before, Al?
Well, Ross Barkley's over it as well, isn't he? Lukaku's going to hit it. He's had a searing run. It took a deflection on the way and forced a save from Mignolet, who's now just scrambling back into goal because Morales has found Pienaar. Now Gareth Barry into Morales. Can he cut it back? He can. Blue shirt, Lukaku.
Goal! Oh, yes!
They've got the equaliser again. The ball cut back inside the penalty area for Romelu Lukaku, who has scored again against Liverpool, this time in a blue shirt at the Gladys Street end. Goodison Park erupts 2-2.
Unbelievable, we said about him. He didn't have the best game up there, Lukaku. He's had the free kick, soon the deflection. Good save from Mignolet. Good follow-up play from Evan Morales in particular. But the ball, when eventually falls back to Lukaku, it's a safe good finish again. Morales does well to react to the save from Mignolet. Plays it back in, it's Gareth Barry who knocks it in eventually. Feeds in Morales, he cuts it across. Centre of goal, side foot finish. I think Mignolet even me, I've got a hand to that one, he did. But it's in the net, 2-2.
Well, the set play's come off. I thought Mignolet had deferred all the problems, but another sloppy goal to give away. I think that the free kick was ridiculous from Glenn Johnson. But 2-2, same as last year. No more than what Everton deserved, you have to say, in the balance of play. But really disappointed from a Liverpool perspective, you know, going lead twice.
There's time yet.
Yeah, got a
there is, yeah, a lot of time for the winner, yeah.
Well, don't forget our two expert summarisers. We'll name the motor range man of the match on the final whistle. Sturridge still being prepared to come on for Liverpool in the closing minutes of this game. Ball forward to Suarez, the flag stays down. Suarez inside the penalty area, taking on Jagielka. Twists one way, then the other. Distan dives in with the challenge. Suarez still has the ball, still inside the box, eventually blocked by Distan. Everton have now got men back in numbers.
How many times have you seen Suarez create something from there?
He still has the ball over on that left edge of the 18-yard box, gives it to Gerrard. Gerrard plays one into the box here for Moses. Moses for Johnson, who just planted a ball directly into the penalty area, and Distan was in the way. It's not clear yet as far as Everton are concerned.
Very fortunate Johnson there. Very for make it pay.
Back into his path. Johnson to the dead ball line. Chance to cut it back. Great, great challenge from McCarthy.
Great challenge. Got a little bit of good fortune, Glenn Johnson, but I tell you what, it was a dangerous situation as he went into the box here.
Corner, little
see a goal there, Sharpie, between now and then, can't you, from one and
set piece.
Be surprised if it ends up 2-2.
Sturridge is still made to wait. Everton defending this Liverpool corner. Gerrard takes right footer deep towards Johnson.
Chance here.
Played by Everton. And a chance. Taylor Cole has been pulled back by Suarez, but he still has the ball and play goes on. Everton on the bridge forward. Lukaku up to the edge of the penalty area. Oh, he's missed his kick. He just played it to his right to Pienaar, and it was the wrong decision.
A chance that was.
And now Liverpool are on the break forward. Steven Gerrard to swing one into the penalty. It's blocked by Gareth Barry. Comes back to Gerrard. Into Moses. Moses inside the penalty area, trying to get to the dead ball line. Still has it. Cuts it back for Gerrard. He plants it into the box. Suarez!
Oh, what a save!
Pushed over the bar, superbly by Howard.
And I think he's getting a yellow card for it as well.
I don't think you could do that.
Yeah.
They say you can't do that unless you...
Exactly.
They contradict themselves all the time. It was a booking. He's played on. Now it's gone out of play. Now he's booking him. Now Liverpool should have had a chance at Arsenal, and they said they couldn't have the chance because of that absolute pathetic referee's win. It was a booking. The manager's saying you can't do that. Unbelievable contradiction of the rules.
That's a good header from Suarez.
Great header, great save.
I think he's fortunate, Tim. It just came straight at him.
Here comes that change. Sturridge is on for Lucas.
Yeah, that's a strange one as well. Liverpool seem to be going for it now.
Both
with
managers
10 minutes to go.
Wanting to win the game, John.
Looks like that.
We've got to defend this better. I tell that right now.
Gerrard's corner into the heart of the penalty area and scrambled away after him. McCarthy missed kick completely.
Coleman.
What is going on? Here's Henderson on the ball. That's a terrible miscue. Straight to the feet of Morales, and Everton might just profit from it.
Chance!
It's back with Morales, up to the edge of the penalty, he's got ready support. De La Feu is one of them. His shot is saved by Mignolet.
Everton thinking about this.
Spurned an opportunity to win it. What a miss. It's a save, and here's De La Feu again inside the penalty. He's cut back. He must find a blue shirt. He can't. Wow.
Oh, this game's 2-2 on Lebanon. So open.
It's like a Sunday league game.
Unbelievable. Defending like school children at times, you know. Some of the things that the Liverpool don't give the ball away. And very fortunate against. Mignolet's pulled off a super save. He really has.
Morales with the corner this time. Lukaku for Everton with a thunderous header, which beats Mignolet all ends up. And after missing chance after chance, the Blues look like they might have won it with Romelu Lukaku's 7th goal of the season for Everton, his 2nd this afternoon, and Everton have turned this game on its head.
John, we've seen about set pieces, both sides looking poor. It's a ball in the box, it's a great header from Lukaku, but I tell you what, where's the defending? He gets up, I think it's a Daniel Lager, Glenn Johnson leaves him, he goes on to the envoy Flanagan, and he scores with a header, decent header, in the corner, no chance for the goalkeeper, but again, if you're a team, John, you've got to set up defensively, both teams.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, spot on. It's a good header, really good header, right in the top corner. But I've been disappointed with Liverpool today. I think you can smell that from me, Steve was saying before. Keep on giving the ball away all the time. Don't keep him. Joe Allen was the big changing point for the game for me. But I'm not surprised there's another one. We could smell it coming, couldn't we?
I don't think it's scored finished yet, Alt. Telling you.
No, 3 minutes under remaining. 2 and a bit plus stoppage time. I'm sure there'll be about 4 minutes of stoppage time to play. Dangerous kicking. Boot.
Yeah. Now this is Steve Jarrett's territory. We scored a goal exactly from here last year. The first goal. Steve won it. It's another set play.
We thought about a quick one there, John.
Yeah, but he knows. It's been a story of new set plays, hasn't it? And it's in a great spot for Liverpool if you can put it in.
Gerrard's free kick driven.
Yes!
For Liverpool.
Get in!
On as a substitute. Yes! And Sturridge has got his ninth Premier League goal of the season. And the substitute is the Liverpool saviour. Gerrard's quality delivery and Daniel Sturridge, with the now accustomed celebration, has made it 3-3.
What a game! What a game. How Sharpie there. I couldn't see another goal in this game, but you know, I could see Sharpie when it's a free kick in that area. It's a great ball in. It is hard to defend, you have to say. Sturridge has got there just before the defender, and it's a great header right into the corner. What a match.
Man, it ain't over yet. There's been.
There and there. It's out there, hasn't it?
Yeah. It has been a game littered with mistakes as well. Yeah.
Come on then.
Saves.
It's not over yet, let me tell you. Let me tell you.
You did say that earlier, Greg.
I'm telling you.
Johnson. This ball into the box. Henderson was trying to get there, but Everton clear, and De La Feo will do what he does best, try and run at the Liverpool defence. He gets caught in possession. And we're about to enter stoppage time at Goodison Park.
Oh, what a ball.
In a game that has been littered with goals, mistakes,
accidents. Here's another free kick.
Another free kick for Liverpool. Just in between, the corner flag and the 18-yard box. Moses is trying to pinch a few yards, but he's not going to get away with that. Steve Gerrard, be amazing if another free kick, picks up another goal, wouldn't it? It'd be absolutely amazing.
Well, the Everton fans complaining that the ball is not in the correct position for this free kick. That's what happened.
What was up there, the ball in due time?
Four.
Yeah.
See, Gerrard's pinched a couple of yards there as well.
Gerrard to take the free kick again. Everton must defend this more competently. In it goes, far post, Distan heads away. Suarez keeps the ball in play. Touchline far side. Puts a right footed ball in. Headed over by Victor Moses.
What a chance for Moses to get the winner.
He's got too much on
it. Top.
What a ball in.
Oh, superb ball in.
I think he got too much on it, John.
He did, he just needed a little glance, and he's just, it's a difficult opportunity, but the goalie's in no man's land. If he just gets it right, it's a goal.
Liverpool trying to pick up possession. Osman with a foot up on Gerrard, but it was legal, said the referee. And now the long ball forward from Mignolet. Suarez is trying to turn away from Stone. Suarez with the shot!
What a save!
What a save from Howard, and what a strike as well from Suarez.
What a strike.
What a strike. And the two goalies here, 3-3 and a bit, they played well, the two goalies. You can't. It's around the corner. He's covered his knee post well. Sam Howard, and it's a corner for Liverpool, Sharpie.
I'll take a draw now.
I think many Evertonians will be with you on that, Graham. Three apiece.
You must be tentative knowing that, you know, the corner's been good for Liverpool. Yeah. They've been defending, so it is squeaky bum time, isn't it?
Daniel Agger now, look.
Gerrard's corner again into a dangerous zone, almost found Agger. It's not clear yet. Coutinho shot blocked, comes back offside. Flag raised.
Put it in the net, Liverpool, but it's offside.
Three players.
Sturridge was.
So Everton launch it forward, headed away by Flanagan. Picked up here by Everton and Barkley. We're inside the final minute of the four now. Are we to get late drama? De La Feo getting the better of Flanagan for almost the first time today. He's inside the box, and he went for goal, and he should have cut it back. He's great. Got a corner.
Oh, great ball from Ross Barkley, great touch from De La Feo. But when he goes into those areas, surely he's got to look to try and cut it back to somebody.
Sharpie, I'll take a draw now.
Yeah. Oh, he's got to cut it back, you're right, Graham.
Well, this... Liverpool conceded up the last corner.
It must be the final act. De La Feo, Gerrard heads away. And we've got about 10 seconds now.
It's one of the best derbies I've seen. I have to say, for excitement. Yep.
And the ball over on the Everton right, inside the Liverpool half. Leon Osman getting a ball into Lukaku. Lukaku inside the box, caught under his feet somewhat. Osman again, that's a good ball. Chance here, Coleman, great feet from Coleman. Still Coleman, McCarthy! Blocked inside the penalty area.
Full time.
And the full-time whistle blows. Phil Dowd calls time on a pulsating 221st Merseyside derby. And just like last season, the two teams cannot be separated. Six goals, three apiece, an absolute thriller that could have gone either way. And right until the final seconds of the game, you did not know whether it would be blue or red that would go on and win it. Everton had late chances, Liverpool likewise. An incredible afternoon, great entertainment, and a point apiece.
Unbelievable, unbelievable. Two and pro, you know, it had everything, as you quite rightly said. 3-3, six goals, had the Bale decision, the first half, Morales could have been red carded. But Everton will be bitterly disappointed. 3-2 up with a few minutes to go, and then they concede yet again from another set piece. That's a disappointing thing from then, the goals they've conceded. But in terms of the spectacle, they went after it, both teams went after it. I would say Everton are possibly the better side on the day, but you know, the biggest stat is the one at the end. Three threes, 4-3 at home, but we've conceded three, so that's a disappointing thing. So everybody goes on happy, John.
To be honest, you know, you look at the match as a whole, I don't think Liverpool played as well as we can there. I really don't. Everton, you look at the stats, the two goalies. I was pulled off a couple of good saves. Oh, Kibbs could pull off four cracking saves there, you know. Yeah, I think it was a great, great spectacle. It really was. Great game to watch, but I wouldn't want to watch one of them every twice a year. They have to say Sharpie. Hey, heart in your mouth time, wasn't it? But my man of the match, I'm going to give it to Flanagan. I thought he was absolutely brilliant. Goalkeeper done exceptionally well, you have to say. But I'm just going to give it him because he grew up as a man today, for me, Flanagan. I thought he looked... Like, if you said Glenn Johnson and him, who's the England fullback, I'd have said him. I'd have said him on today, what I've seen in front of my eyes. He was composed when some of the experienced players weren't composed. He's superb today, Fanny.
Yeah, I think the only time he was beaten was very late on there.
The only time. But he was too near the 18-yard box, he didn't really want to get in. He done well when he come on him, the lad from Spain, Bellafon. I thought he done well for Everton going forward, caused his problems.
Motor range man of the match,
Flanagan.
John Flanagan, Sharpie. Difficult one.
Yeah, it's a difficult one. I'm going to give it to young Ross Barkley. His first Merseyside debut. I thought he'd done a lot of good things. You know, more good than bad. You know, and I thought, listen, Jagielka defended well at times. Seamus Coleman, I thought, did well. But I'm going to give it to young Ross. I thought when he got on the ball, he was purposeful, forceful. You know, just still a bit still there. But I thought the two debutants, if you want, played really, really well today. I agree with John McFlanagan. But I thought even Ross Barkley was my most arranged man in the match for me.
Well, you said, John, beforehand, you thought it might be a draw. It has been a draw. In the wider context of things, a draw away from home is never a bad thing, is it?
It's a really good result. I thought Everton played well today. They do the better team for me as a whole. You know, but before the game, you take a point of difference. We've got beat the last game against Arsenal, but amongst the top teams, which we both teams are here, at least we've salvaged the draw here later on. You know, when Everton went 3-2, I couldn't see us getting back in the game.
Well, we've had four goalless draws this season, Sharpie, with the Blues. My word, that's put those to bed, hasn't
it? Well, that was a little bit better than Crystal Palace, if you put it that way. Fans pay their money, they want to come and see good football, they want to come and see goals. I think they saw it today. I think the talking points after the game will be the poor defensively, you know, the goals that they conceded. They'll give credit to the players that scored. But also, I think the incident with Morales will be the major talking point after the game, you know, whether it should have been on in the second half. We don't think it should have been. It'll be interesting. I'd love to hear the referee's take on it. Once again, we'll be denied that.
No, we always have a goal, referees, but I have to say, for me, unbelievable. Liverpool playing Arsenal away, Sagna stops Suarez. Suarez takes a free kick, Liverpool are in. Yeah. He pulls it back and then he books him because he has to by the letter of the law. Yeah. What the referee did there was perfectly spot on what he done, the way I do it, and Sharpie. Mm-hmm. Free kick, Suarez gets booked.
Yeah.
But he played advantage and waited for it to be ended to book him, which it should be. But will someone tell me, some referee, please come on now and tell me what the score is, it would you? Well, who's right there? Because the one against the referee against Arsenal was spot on, as everyone but everyone said. So and this one's wrong. He done it right today for me. Do it afterwards when the ball goes out of play. But what he's done wrong, because it's contradicted what happened at Arsenal.
Still unbeaten at home this calendar year, then, the Blues?
Yeah, well, somebody said to me downstairs, you know, would that bother them going into the game? Not at all. You know, they commit the game and they set the game plan up. I think John said John was impressed with what he saw with Everton, the way they played. You know, I thought for the long spells of the game, you know, they never had that impetus up front. You know, we talked about Lukaku being out the game and all of a sudden he comes up, he scores two goals and you think, well, what a game he's had. So I still think the worry is still in the final third, but I thought as the game progressed, I thought we got better. And I thought, you know, overall, 3-3, yeah, disappointed because at the 3-2 up, you're thinking, see the game out. It wasn't the case. People were talking about the free kick being taken close to the goal than what it should have been. Listen, we should have defended better, simple as that. Great ball in from Steven Gerrard and a great header from Sturridge, you know, gets the equaliser. So, great for the neutral.
But not many of them in here.
No, but great for the neutral, but if you're a coach or a manager, you'd be sitting down afterwards having a glass of wine thinking, how did we concede those goals? You know, well, what can we do to get better?
You played in the 4-4 game, I'd left just on then, you know, this is the next best thing to that, isn't
definitely.
It? For the impartial fan to watch. That was a great game for anyone. Mm-hmm. The television will be buzzing off that. They'll have talking points for the next 3 days on Sky. Yeah. You know, get the referees in. Let's have a look what they have to say. Because that was an easy game to referee, Sharpie. There's one or two little decisions that you had to get right. But hey, common sense. The referee didn't do too bad. But the one big decision was obviously the one where Morelos got away with it. We might have got away with it with the chances that I've had, but. No, he got away with that one big time.
Post-match. Well, it was an honour, to be fair, to be in front of our crowd at Goodison. As you mentioned, Merseyside derby. You hear a lot about it. You always had some sort of a story from someone in the football club telling you about it. But until you're out there, you don't realise how special that was. I thought the fans were terrific. It was electric out there. And then the players deserve just reward and credit because the performance was why people would pay a lot of money to watch a football game. Entertaining, attacking threat, and he had absolutely everything.
Of course, it's mixed with, you know, a bit of disappointment. But when you're behind in a ground, you know, that hasn't lost to you for this calendar year, then to come back like we did, again, it typifies the resilience of our team and the mentality in the team. So, with a chance to go 3-1 when it was 2-1, we gave control of the game away, and for a period of 10-15 minutes they got level and then got in front. So, as I said, it was important that we dug in and we showed great character to come back. So, great game for the neutral, end to end, some wonderful football and areas of which we can improve on, but immense pride really from the players for me today. So, as I said, I'm pleased with the point, but obviously, always feel it can be better.
The Radio City Sport Derby Matchbook. Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Feel Premier League. Get a £2,000 cash advance when we accept your claim. Call 236 1222. T's and C's apply.